Listening Library presents The Last Kids on Earth, The Ultra Monster Box, Books 4, 5, and 5.5, by Max Brallier, including The Last Kids on Earth and the Cosmic Beyond, The Last Kids on Earth and the Midnight Blade, and The Last Kids on Earth, June's Wild Flight. The Last Kids on Earth and the Cosmic Beyond, read for you by Robbie Damond.
Chapter 1. All right, friends, it's time. So we are about to be astroblasted, catapulted and launched, propelled off the roof of our treehouse by something called the sled shot. Why? Why load ourselves into a massive slingshot and blast ourselves off the roof? Why did some old guy climb Mount Everest? Because it's there! Actually, that's not the reason at all. The sled shot was, of course, not just there. My best friend, Quint Baker, built it. Quint, are you sure this is safe? I ask. He thinks for a moment, then says, No, but I'm not sure. What's the matter? A little nervous, Jack? That's my buddy crush, June Del Toro. I know she's teasing me, but I actually do feel kind of queasy. Usually I'm super gung-ho about all things action, no matter the danger, but not this. I give the sled shot a final look before I slide in. Quint, this looks like a weapon for medieval siege warfare, or for defending a castle against an army of orcs, or for storming a castle with an army of orcs. This would be helpful if we were under siege, but we're very much not under siege. June grins. We are under snow. Not the same, I say. Not even kind of sort of the same. But they think it is, June says. They are the monsters who are our friends. The dozen or so monsters up here with us in the treehouse, helping us prepare for blastoff. And the many other monsters down below in Wakefield Town Square. And it's true. The monsters are probably more worried about the snow than they would be about an army of orcs. They are not inspiring confidence.
The humans will not be back.
Very doubtful.
If Jack does not return, I have dibs on the monster pet.
And I have dibs on his bed.
Hey, no one's got dibs on my monster buddy Rover, and definitely no one is sleeping in my bed. I glare at Skelka. She's the one with the big axe. My big buddy Dirk Savage, the final member of our foursome of friends, says,
Enough talk. We're going. Equip helmets.
Helmets equipped, we respond.
Equip inflatable donut rafts,
Quint shouts. Equipped, my buddies say.
Equipped,
I say. But that's only partly true. See, Quint designed instant inflate donut rafts. They're basically airbags for your body. But I'm Jack Sullivan. I don't need that. Quint's a worrier, though, so I agree to wear it. What I didn't tell him is that I filled mine with delicious snacks. I mean, honestly, what are the odds I'm going to need an instant inflate raft? Not high. But the odds I'm gonna want delicious snacks? Way high. Plus, I get to walk around looking less lame than my buds, see?
You may fire when ready,
Quint says to the monsters. There's a big grin on his face. It is the grin of someone who has always wanted to say, you may fire when ready, and just finally got his chance. Skelka cocks back the sled. The treehouse rattles. I hear whirring. I hear clanking. I hear gears turning. This is happening, and there's no stopping it. And then,
fling! This was dumb, guys! Good thing we have instant inflate donut rafts!
My stomach doesn't just flip.
My stomach does a jackknife, a cannonball, and follows it with an atomic belly flop. We fly through the air for so long I feel like E.T. And
smash!
We crash through the roof of a Chinese takeout joint, barrel through Wendy's, explode through the Blue Point Diner. A total sled rampage. Ahead of us is a truck, tilted on its side, covered in ice. It looks like something out of a racing game. And I see something else just past the truck. A monster. A monster standing massive in the swirling snow waiting for us. A single giant fist rests on the ground. The monster leans forward. It snarls and... Actually, you know what? Hold up. Now is a good time to explain a few things. Like, you know, why we are sailing through the sky in a death sled. In fact, it's time for a real deal recap. Previously on The Last Kids on Earth. It all started 7 months ago with the monster apocalypse. Interdimensional portal doors opened above the Earth. Those portals flung crazy stuff into our world. Massive monsters, creepy creatures, and slimy, shrieking strangeness. Plus, and this is big, the horrible zombie plague that turned most of humanity undead. There are good monsters and there are bad monsters. The good monsters are now our buddies. They live in our little burb, Wakefield, in the town square. The bad monsters are bad. They worship the diabolical ultra-villain Rezach the Ancient, destructor of worlds. But, good news. Rezach is still stuck in the other dimension. He tried to come to our world to do bad stuff, because that's what interdimensional villains do, but we shut down his plan. For a while, life was great. Me and my buddies and our monster pals battled evil and had fun. But a month back, everything changed. We found a radio, and that radio picked up a broadcast from other humans. Hello, we are a large group of humans who have survived the monster apocalypse. We are in New York City, located inside the Statue of Liberty. All are welcome. So, just last week, we were like, road trip, destination NYC. We packed up our monster battling truck, Big Mama, and we were about to start our journey, but then a snowstorm hit. A snowfall so strong it might have been sent by the ice lords themselves. This may put a damper on the whole road trip thing.
By Crom, I fear frost giants.
Guys, Quint is so cold that he's wearing my scarf. Yes, I am cold, but this is also just a flattering color on me. This nasty nor'easter trapped us and put our journey on hold. That didn't actually bother me at all, because I felt bad leaving our monster buddies anyway. See, the concept of snow was totally new to the monsters, and it freaked them out, big time.
Flakes of cold death falling from above!
So, we were trapped, and the monsters were freaked. And I mean, Earth is my dimension, my world. And I didn't like the monsters being afraid of the snow. I felt like a bad host. So I was like, I will prove that snow is nothing to be afraid of. I'll prove it in the most death-defying and dramatic way possible. We'll attack the snow head-on by sledding, insane sledding, like rocketing ourselves from the treehouse in a sled. First, we winterized the treehouse. Take a peek. The biggest winter addition was the sled shot. See, the first rule of life after the monster apocalypse is that there are zero rules. So you can and should do everything in a totally ridiculous fashion. Catapult. Zipline. Great for last-minute escapes. The sled shot. Bottle rocket launchers. Helidrone launch pad. Hot chocolate cauldron. Icicle cannon, soda bubbling hot tub, mobile snow sphere slinger stand, winterized TV with heated video game controls.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?